Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Oh, hi. Welcome back. I didn't see you there. I didn't know I couldn't do that. Welcome back, everybody. It's In This League. That's Scott Bogman. I am Chris Welsh. We are back. Hour two. Of all the madness, if you missed hour one, go back and listen on demand. You can go to fantasysportsnetwork.com/radio. You can go to Spotify, iTunes, whatever you want. It'll be there for your listening pleasure to massage and, massage your ears. Yeah, I was going to get bad with it and it just was going to turn into an area where you were going to be like, what's going on here? What are we talking about? What's happening? Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Scott Bogman. Scott, yeah. Can I ask you something, Scott?
Shoot, Chris.
The trailer, I like Marvel. I like DC. I like superheroes, that type of stuff. The trailer for Venom is awesome, right? Tom Hardy, yeah. Venom.
Looks good.
Venom. Like that type of stuff. We're angry. Looks really cool. Looks like it's set up. Venom looks really intense. Just released the other day is... One of the better arcs in comic book, like especially superhero comic book lore, is the Phoenix Saga in X-Men.
Yeah, and I saw that.
The Dark Phoenix trailer in the new X-Men series, you know, with the Fassbender and all the other guys was released.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It looks so bad that I don't know what to do with myself.
She's Sansa.
She's,
you know.
Sansa. It's just, like, I get where they were going with it, and I applaud them. A lot of their casting has worked, even though it seemed a little odd. Like, oh, you know, and back in the day, it was like, oh, you're going to get Frasier to be Beast, and now you're going to get the skinny kid? Okay. And some of it's worked. I think Jennifer Lawrence has been great as Mystique and stuff like that. But, like... Marvel just purchased Fox, and they're going to own all of these entities and stuff. All I want is for the Marvel team.
Marvel purchased Fox?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, Marvel owns Fox, and they now have all they don't own the rights to Superman or to Spider-Man still, because Spider-Man is owned by Sony.
Sony.
So they're just loaning Spider-Man, but they now own the Fantastic Four and all of the X-Men. So the X-Men are fair game for all the new Marvel Avengers universe, as it is in the comics.
Oh, smack.
All I want is for them to get that, like, that whole series and just stop the disgustingness of what's going on in these movies. The Fantastic Four. Did you see Fantastic Four, the new one with Miles Teller?
No, I didn't.
By far, one of the worst superhero movies that has ever been made. It's atrociously
really?
Bad.
That bad, huh?
It's so bad. Now, I actually thought Michael B. Jordan, great as, I was about to say Fireboy, Human Torch, whatever it is.
Fireboy.
Creed. You know what? Creed 2 looks
Electric
way better
Boogaloo.
Than Dark Phoenix. Than the Dark Phoenix.
Okay.
I just need to get that off my chest. I saw the trailer. I wasn't excited one bit. All I want is for Dark Phoenix, Jean Grey, to kill them all and just hit the reset button.
Okay.
Where's Thanos? Where's Thanos? Like that.
Now, let me ask you this. Who is more powerful, Jean Grey or Scarlet Witch?
Jean Grey.
Jean Grey is. Okay.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch is powerful, and she actually messes up the Marvel Universe in a couple different comic book series. Some might say Scarlet Witch, but Jean Grey, both of them very uncontrollable.
Oh, so this is a nerd battle. I didn't know I was stepping into hallowed ground.
I'm going to tell you something, but a lot of nerds have spent many nights thinking about Jean Grey and Scarlet Witch going at it.
Yeah,
many
I have.
Nights. Many, right. many nights. All right, sorry.
Can you hand me the scissors, please?
I just...
What?
What?
What? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You killed me with the scissors.
That's what we call skirting the rules right there.
You killed me with that. I didn't mean to go off track on it. Just, I feel like we've had such a good run, and like I'm super stoked about Venom, and they just announced the new Deadpool.
Is it becoming too much? Is it oversaturated? Like, Star Wars is oversaturated now.
Well,
like, I think
Disney
people have
admitted
had
to it. Disney admitted they like canceled, or they pushed back one of the series because they're like, nah, we're going to stop focusing on these garbage little side series of getting a bunch of actors that shouldn't play iconic characters, and because they're not the actors. Maybe we'll also stop having Princess Leia have superpowers in space, and let's just focus on making Star Wars better. Right?
Yeah. Let's make Star Wars great again.
Can we make it great? What could we do? Is there a person that could just make Star Wars great again?
Yeah. I think his name is Donald Trump.
No, George Lucas, Bachman. George Lucas.
George Lucas is going to make it great again?
Yeah, clearly. You know what we need?
I don't know about all that.
We need, what was the character that everyone hates the most?
Jar Jar Binks.
My kid, we watched that, and my kid saw him. No, and he was like, what is that? And I'm like, that's the most hated character in all of movie history. And he's like, right. Yeah, I get it. So he totally understood it.
Your kid's like five. He's like, I understand.
He totally understood. He's like, this is bad. But, you know, kids nowadays are growing up a little bit stronger, better head on their shoulders than those millennials, Bogman.
Yeah. What is your kid's generation called?
I don't know. Generation X. I don't know. Actually, that was before us, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of that. Sorry. Just, nobody cares about that. I want X-Men to be good, and the trailer looks so bad. And all the actors look so bad. I just wanted Jean Grey was going to turn around and go like, winter's coming. Like, that's all that I saw when I saw the trailer.
Mean, I understand what you're saying, but Professor X and Magneto look pretty good still.
Fassbender is incredible. All the others are like, they're half rate. Like, they're okay. Like, the Storm is horrible.
James McAvoy is pretty good.
He's okay. Right? He's a good actor and stuff, but I don't know. He's hard. Like, James Stewart ruined it all.
Okay.
He's too good. Yeah, James.
Jimmy Stewart. What do you say, Jean Grey? Why don't we go kill some bad guys, huh?
Come here, Wolverine. You got some problems.
Wolverine, why don't you sit down and have a drink with old Jimmy? It's going to be a great time. Put those claws away, son.
All right. Now you're killing me twice. Scissors and Professor Jimmy Stewart. So, all right. I wanted to take a look at this, and I want to play one of our favorite games that we have in the entire ITL universe, Bogman.
Is it a singing game? You're good at those.
That's your favorite. My favorite is the Bogman guessing game. Yep. We are going to look. I have pulled up.
We are going to look. Why'd you turn into a redneck?
You're
going to look at some rankings, boy.
You might be Scott Bogman if you cannot properly predict where a player should be. We're going to look at the fantasy football rankings for week 4 on all of Fantasy Pros' wonderful consensus rankers. So we're going to take a look at these guys, and I'm going to list off some names. And I want to see if you know where they're ranked, and ones that are interesting to talk about. And I've got one right off the bat. Okay. This isn't going to be a too crazy one. Where do you think the consensus rankers have Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers. The Packers play. Who do the Packers play again this week?
They play Buffalo. You know what? I got to bet. Let me change this up a little bit.
Okay.
Who is higher ranked? Aaron Rodgers versus Buffalo or Tom Brady versus Miami?
No, Aaron Rodgers against Buffalo.
That's easy?
I don't know that it's easy, but I think Miami's 3-0.
Okay, you are correct. Who is higher ranked? Tom Brady versus Miami or Philip Rivers versus San Francisco?
I go with Tom Brady.
You are incorrect.
Okay, Philip Rivers against the Niners. I mean, they're favored by 10.5, so okay.
They're close, by the way. They're right next to each other. Who is higher ranked, Aaron Rodgers versus Buffalo or Deshaun Watson versus Indianapolis?
Oh, Watson.
So check this out. Aaron Rodgers is this week's third ranked quarterback. Deshaun Watson is 6.
Watson's 6? Where's Mahomes?
Number 1.
Okay.
Drew Brees number 2. So we went through that exercise. Philip Rivers was 4. Tom Brady was 5. Deshaun Watson 7. I thought that was fascinating because I think it's a really good matchup, but go look at the matchups that they're, you just so can't who, deny.
Hold on, give me the ones that you named in the top 10 and I want to see if I can get the rest.
Wait, what?
Give me the ones that you just named that are in the top 10.
Okay, good call. Yeah. Mahomes, Breeze, okay. Rodgers, Rivers, Brady, Watson. That's your top six. Can you name the next four?
Roethlisberger needs to be in there, right?
He's number eight versus Baltimore. Okay. Two of them are very
Russell
tough.
Wilson.
That's number 10. Now you got the two easy ones. I think these other one is really tough. The other is kind of tough. And a little hint, they play against each other.
Oh, they play against each other.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's at 10. No looking at schedules. Get away.
Dalton and Matt Ryan.
Cheating son of a bitch, yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the schedule.
Okay, well, yeah. Matt Ryan is number 7. Andy Dalton is number 9 above Russell Wilson. Now, we already talked about this. The last two, Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins. So they had Andy Dalton ahead of Jared Goff this week. Where do you think?
It could still happen. Atlanta's got a ton of injuries, and they should be up the whole game. So,
where do you think Carson Wentz is ranked?
They're playing Tennessee's look good. 16.
Very close. 15. I was about to say very close. He's number Carson Wentz.
He's number Carson Wentz.
How about one more in quarterbacks? Andrew Luck versus Houston.
That's got to be pretty high. Is he like 13 or 14?
16 below Carson Wentz and below number 14, Ryan Fitzpatrick against the Bears.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has thrown for 400 yards in four straight games.
Okay.
He's gonna have to be up there. So
who are the obvious top five running backs, PPR? Let's see if you can rattle them off real quick.
Gurley has to be one of them.
He was number two.
Alvin Kamara.
Number one.
Is DJ in there?
Incorrect.
Zeke has to be in there.
Zeke is in there. That's three.
No, David Johnson?
No.
All
right, I want to give too much away because the game I want you to play is on the other end. You got the other three.
Kareem Hunt?
The other two are very obvious. Actually, not Kareem Hunt. Is Saquon Barkley and Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon against San Francisco.
Oh, Melvin Gordon. Totally obvious, yeah.
6 through 10 now. This is the game I want to play because there's a couple really interesting ones in here. PPR, top 10 consensus rank. One of them is awesome to talk about. So can you name the next five?
Okay. This is tough. Jordan Howard.
That's one. I thought you might not get that one. That's number 9.
Is Fournette in there?
He is not. He's actually 13th. You have already named two of them, by the way, in your guessing game.
DJ.
DJ is at 10 below Jordan Howard. You did name the other two.
Kareem Hunt.
Yep, there's number 8 against Denver.
So now, how many do I have left?
You have two more. You have number 6 and number 7 for the consensus fantasy pros rankers.
Is James Conner in there?
Yes, that's a very good one. Now, that's not the wild one. He is number 7 versus Baltimore.
Is the wild one Philip Lindsay?
It is not Philip Lindsay. Number 6 is I'll give you another guess. You're on the right track. No. He's one. You're not. He's in the ilk of Philip Lindsay, where you wouldn't guess.
Lamar Miller.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Giovanni Bernard.
Gio Bernard. You know what? That makes sense. That is the highest over of the week. That game, 53.5 points.
Somebody on the ranker. I'm going to see if I can track it down.
Actually, it's the second highest. The Monday night game's the highest.
But. Let's see. Where is this here? Someone has him as the number 3 back this week.
What?
Yeah.
is it Joe Pizzapia?
No, I'm trying to look. Yeah,
because, you know, he likes to bring up the point that Atlanta's not good against those running backs in space. And that's what Gio's specialty is. And you know what? It actually does make a little bit of sense, too, because Mark Walton played like 6 snaps last week and he didn't touch the ball once. Gio had every single touch for Cincinnati.
Someone made all these points, didn't they?
You were absolutely right. I thought they were going to split some time with Gio and Mark Walton because I know they like Mark Walton. They just must not think he's ready.
They're all about the Gio life. I'm shocked when I see that one. I think that's a big one. Number 11 and 12. So for your RB1s this week, Tevin Coleman at 11 and Carlos Hyde at 12.
Tevin Coleman and Carlos Hyde at 12. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, the Browns are playing Oakland. So.
Okay, so I'm going to go through just a couple random ones here. Where do you think your guy Aaron Jones is for this week?
Oh, 35.
Wow, you are close. 33. So he's in the he's a flex option. I'm actually very impressed with that one. I'm not sure you were going to get that one. How about your guy Philip Lindsay, who going against Kansas City? Looks like a good
26?
Matchup.
26.
21.
21.
He's
okay.
Above. He was above Dalvin Cook, above Kerryon Johnson.
And I don't understand why anybody would have played Dalvin Cook the other night. He's banged up. Like,
yeah, I don't mean either.
Barely played. Like, I mean, I'm sorry.
Why would any idiot do that?
I don't mean to be insulting, but, you know.
Fair enough. Our guy, Matt Franciscovich over at EA, he put out a tweet and he was just like, Melvin Gordon's healthy. I am playing him. And I was like, yeah, bro, let's go. And wrong. We're wrong. Here's one.
Sup, bro.
Sup, bro. James White versus Miami.
Why did you do that?
James White.
You White. 15.
Nailed it. How did you nail that? You are horrible at this game. You are incredible.
I'm better at the football one, I guess, than the baseball one. So
that is impressive. Now, here's one that's okay. Where do you think Jay Ajayi belongs? This will be part of a conversation.
Oh, that's tough. Because it just said he's playing the other day.
Playing on the fractured back too.
Yeah, it's a small fracture though. It's I'm sure it hurts, but it's not like life threatening. He wouldn't be playing, of course.
Millennial.
32.
47. Now,
yeah, I thought I might be off on that one.
I think this might be
symptomatic. I wanted to say 40s,
though.
But I thought it was too low.
But I think this might be symptomatic, though, of people also assuming he's not going to go. And he
That's
did
true.
Just kind of get the bill of health. So that one
is
tough.
Yeah, I mean, these lists are made before.
And
so,
if people are looking off of these, that's what's important to know. So, hey, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll finish up with wideouts, and we're going to go look at some DFS rosters. We had some people play our rosters last week. Oh, my God.
I apologize.
Well, let's get at it. Let's see what happens. So don't go anymore. Don't go anywhere. I keep saying don't go anymore. I don't know why. Don't go anymore because we'll be
right back. It's awfully bad.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Fantasy Factor is the only DFS site with exclusively single entry contests. It's a fun and recreational place to play with smaller leagues and flatter prize pools. They've got great free promos like Survivor, Super Bowl Squares, maybe the big game squares we need to call it, and March Madness Bracket Contest. So sign up today. Go to FantasyFactor.com. That's FantasyFactor.com. Bogman?
Are you unleashing Frankenstein's monster right now?
.com. It's getting it out of the system. Welcome back. It's In This League. You, my friends, can find us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. At Bogman Sports. You can follow us. You can give us more followers. You can give us your money at patreon.com/ITL Army. Right. You know what I love almost more than my family? Money. Your money.
Wow.
Specifically. I didn't say as much. I just said almost.
That's right. So if you your too. Wife is checking up on this, you know, you were
like, that's going to happen. Say whatever I want.
I was
waiting
for the laugh. I
was
like, is that not clicking or what?
I can do whatever I want here. I am safe. No, that's not true. That's not true. I love them very much. But a very close second is specifically the people that are listening
other
to this.
Other people's hard-earned money.
Their money. Their hard-earned money.
Right.
Exactly. I do love that.
I understand that.
We're shameless. We are the show Shameless. We're the podcast version of Shameless. You get drunk and you cry on YouTube and I'll pour glitter
at
myself and drink jalapeno beers. Yeah, we did that all one
Gotta
time.
Gotta bring it up every time.
It's coming up, by the way.
Yeah.
It's coming.
We're doing that again?
We have to.
I'm gonna make.
I mean, there's
system.
No way it gets better. That's like that's why that might be one of those you know walk-offs.
Can't ever top it. Yeah, you know what?
It's didn't quit at halftime, you know, or anything. We're just saying that it doesn't get any better than this. We have peaked as far as those things.
It's like the I'm gonna retire if I win the Super Bowl type of thing.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. We'll let the people decide.
We got a Jerome Bettis that walk right off.
We just you know we'll put it out there. Remember the deal last year was you send in a present, you get to choose a song. So if people send in more presents, they can choose songs. And then as the night went on, people egged us on with our Venmos. And it absolutely worked. I drank a jalapeno beer followed by, what was it? Like a peanut butter beer? Oh,
I don't know. Oh. I don't. Don't ask me anything that happened because I don't remember any of it.
It's amazing. YouTube channel. YouTube.com/InThisLeague. All right. I want to get to these DFS contests, but real quick, we want to finish up the game we were playing where we were Bogman was doing a very good job at guessing some of the predictions for the week four rankings from Fantasy Pros. Now, to be fair, you know, we do a lot of football. We've got the post shows we do at In This League and the Fantasy Black Book.
Who are you being fair to right now? I'm sorry.
Just to the listener that
to be fair, Bogman usually sucked at this, but.
Well,
he's good today.
Doing the
to
guessing,
be fair.
The guessing baseball game rank in July is not fair for Bogman because Bogman
July is fine. You asked me in August when we're, you know, something I can't say deep into football research for preseason.
I'm
stuff.
Also asking you about Mets pitchers who's been so good besides Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah,
you
I know what
Seth
I did.
Seth Lugo, not Zach Wheeler. You're like Seth Lugo.
You know what I did? I made it up to Zach Wheeler by taking him in the too early mock.
You did do a good job at that. But we cover a lot of these things, so you do know some of them. Now, the wide receiver list is definitely a who's who of names. I'm actually not seeing anybody that surprises me. Do you want to guess the top 10? Can you go and get... because this would actually be very interesting because there's some big names outside of the top 10.
Top 10 wide receivers.
For week four, PPR.
Well, obviously Michael Thomas,
number one.
Antonio Brown,
number two,
DeAndre Hopkins,
number
Odell,
number three,
Julio.
That's number five. You got the top five already.
Is AJ Green in there?
Oh,
okay. How about Mike Evans? How about Devontae Adams?
Ding, ding. Number nine.
T.Y. Hilton.
One more you get wrong, you're eliminated. You're eliminated. T.Y. Hilton. You, Bogman, you've been eliminated from the game with three strikes. Unbelievable. Number
Who
six.
Else is there? Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill is number six.
Okay.
Keenan Allen, number seven.
Keenan Allen's banged up.
Well, he's
and
there.
You don't have to say his name slow. He's still Keenan Allen.
Adam Thielen, number eight.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know we were doing guys that already played, but all right.
Well, it's just the ranks.
You're right. Okay. All right. Okay. I forgot. Okay. Ever happened to you? It happened to me just now.
Number 10, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Juju's banged up too.
They have Juju over AJ Green and Mike Evans, who you both said it. T.Y. Hilton is number 17.
Well, Juju, it's 17. They're playing Houston. They're playing
17.
Houston. The over is 47, and it's a pick.
I don't know what to tell you. They have Golden Tate is ranked above T.Y. Hilton.
Dude, the Colts secondary is so bad that the last good cornerback they had was Vontae Davis, who just quit.
Yeah. Well, the Colts are going against Houston, though.
Yeah, that's true. They're not playing themselves, so you're right about that.
You're killing me tonight.
I'm not that funny. I think you're loopy.
Are you
on pills?
Killing. I wish. No, I'm on... Nothing. I am on the closest I am to being on narcotics is the stocks that I own. That is the closest.
Okay.
Yeah, none of it. Where do you think let me ask you this. T.Y. Hilton is not going against his own team. Or
not that funny. Need to get over it.
Or Brandon Cook.
Why?
You're killing me. Who do you think was higher?
Brandon Cooks.
No, Brandon Cooks was ranked 21. Robert Woods was 22.
I feel like you already told me that too, and I still missed that.
Actually, you know what? I didn't know where Woods was before. I did say Cooks. Cooks, Woods, and Cooper Kupp. Here's the credit to these guys, unless they manipulated the system. All three of those guys were in the top 26.
Oh, snap.
That's impressive.
Oh, my.
Where do you think Downtown John Brown ranks against your Pittsburgh Steelers?
Probably pretty high, like top, like a wide receiver too, like maybe 19 or 20.
Ooh, a little bit too high, 25, but still, that's where he belongs. John Brown above such guys you may have heard of, such as Amari Cooper, Marvin Jones, and Larry Fitzgerald. Bogman, coming off of a hyped week 3, where do you think Calvin Ridley is ranked?
Calvin Ridley, fairly low, 34.
Ah, that's pretty close. I mean, I'm actually surprised that you use the word low on it, because he's in wide receiver 3 category, 31.
Right, but I mean, he just put up 180 something yards and 3 scores. So
31. All right, last one. Mike Williams. I did that.
29, 37 in a row.
In a row. Kenny Stills above him. Michael Crabtree or Mike Williams this week, Boggs?
Crabtree.
Okay, because Pittsburgh. Because Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh has the worst defense I've ever seen in my life.
Mike Williams or
Tyler
Boyd?
Have you watched Artie Burns play?
You know what? Hilton makes all the plays, though.
Yeah, he does.
But
against
is it because Artie Burns?
All the other guys. So
is Artie Burns the reason that he makes all the plays?
That's right. They're not playing each other either, but yes, T.Y. Hilton will burn Artie Burns.
Okay. What did I ask you? Tyler Boyd, where do you think he ranks? Or no, I said Tyler Boyd or Mike Williams.
Probably Tyler Boyd, because Atlanta's defense is putrid and banged up.
Tyler Boyd, you are correct, at 33, is above Michael Crabtree.
Mm. You said Mike Williams, so. I wouldn't put him ahead of Crabtree. Put Crabtree ahead.
Tyler Boyd, I was saying, though.
I understand. You did. Well, you said Tyler Boyd versus Mike Williams.
Oh, and then I was saying Tyler Boyd is above Michael Crabtree.
Right. There's no way I would do that. Crabtree hasn't lived up to it yet, but I think he will.
Okay. Let's go look at our DFS lineups. But I'm not trying to placate to our Twitters or anything. I am desperately trying to scroll down to find the people. There were multiple people that played our lineups from last week. Can you even believe that happened?
No. In fact, someone asked me for one, and I'm like, I don't want this person to hate me, so I'm just going to act like I don't see this and not give them my lineup.
And you 100% did
that. I actually wasn't close to, like, I saved my lineup on my computer, and I don't think I was by my computer.
So I think this might have been the guy. Let's give him a shout-out. Justin on Twitter, at MeltWheezy, that's a pretty good one. Justin said, played your lineup, which was mine, by the way, I won and gave, and he said, and doubled my money.
Oh, snap. Would he win $100?
I think he won 50 cents.
Hey, it's something. It's money.
I think, because I'm looking at this lineup that's next to his. He got annihilated, by the way, but to the guy next to him. So I don't really know how he doubled his money. I'm looking at this lineup he played last week of mine. Fitzpatrick was hot. Mike Williams was hot. Jonnu Smith was not so hot. The guy had a lot more fire emojis next to his players that he was playing against. But shout out to our guy Justin. Oh, and Twitter just took me all the way to the top. Why do you do that, Twitter? I'm trying to give love to the listeners.
Twitter.
Because I think it was more than just Justin. A couple people wanted
to
play
it.
Are
you going to be a crybaby like Vontae Davis Richard Matthews Le'Veon Bell?
I might start crying about it. Why is this technology got to work against me, guys? But that was good. Is there any others? Could you maybe talk here for a second, Bogman?
I mean, I just can't imagine anyone playing our lineups. We're not DFS experts. We will make you a DFS lineup, but we're better at DFS, I think, than we are at picking games. I could say that much.
Well, I mean, that was proven.
And also, by
week.
The way, did you see the stat that the only team in the last like 50 years or something to be favored by double digits and lose by double digits was the Minnesota Vikings last week against the Bills?
Really?
It's like it was at least 25 years or something like that. So
maybe Justin was the only guy that did this, because now I'm looking, and good for you, Justin. Here is his first tweet, by the way. He said, I played your lineup and almost played a Bills stack, but y'all said it would be stupid to do so.
We kind of did say that. Yeah.
He said, yeah, right. I wasn't even close to doing that. What were we doing? We were doing the contrarian, you should just play all the Bills guys. I think we talked about it. I said,
you know, this is what wins millions of dollars is somebody that does something crazy. They stack a lineup that no one would think to stack. And it was, you know, it'd be like going this week and stacking Bills. So, by the way, I don't think stacking Bills would have got you anything because Josh Allen was the only one that did anything.
Yeah, boy.
It would be like if you played Josh Allen and the Bills defense, you probably would have done pretty well for yourself.
Well, you know what? Everybody go out and give love to Justin. I set his Twitter handle, but Twitter did it to me again, and I lost it. And good for you, Justin, for having fun with the show. You played our horrific lineup. Bogman refused to give you his. So you having, and I think it was Justin or there was another person that said Shekels. I literally didn't think anyone would actually do this. And I think there might have been two guys that did this. Someone said some Shekels, but it might have been Justin. If you do it, I will retweet you next week. Did I say that I was going to follow someone too? Did I say I was going to do that?
Yeah, you should follow him.
I think I did. Justin, if I said that, you just hit me up and confirm. I will do that. If you go play our lineup, we're going to give you love again. And I will actually write it down if you play the lineups we're going to give you this week and shower you with all. And you're going to win the internet. You get internet points. I give you, I award you 20 internet points when
you
play our lineup.
Are you serious? 20 internet points?
I thought about doing 10, but you know what? They deserve it. 20
Folks,
points.
This is an amazing arrangement he's got right here. You can get one DFS lineup for only 20 internet points.
Wait,
three installments of $6.99.
Bogman, I've just received this. That's right. The powers to be told me that we can't go anymore, but you know what? I have decided, no, it will not be 20 internet points. When you play our lineups, we are going to slash that 40 internet points when you play our lineup.
40 internet points.
This is wild. I cannot believe we're doing this. For the next 20 minutes, if you play our lineup, you get 40 internet points on our DraftKings plays.
I hope someone tuned in right then.
That'd be cool.
Like that exact moment. That would be hilarious.
Someone was like, what is going on here? You know people still do that, by the way? Like they still do QVC?
Yeah. Well, there's still old people that get social security checks. So, yeah.
But they can't old people. Don't they have credit so they can get credit cards? Like those things destroy you. Like they're the worst. I remember my mom was like, oh, I saw this computer on QVC. And I was like, don't.
No.
I'm like, that's the worst. You're going to pay $4,000 for that MacBook or not a MacBook for that Chromebook.
The funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life was on a QVC channel.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Porno. Yep. Right. That's
yeah. Line. It was late night. It was 3 a.m. And, I think they were on the QVC in L.A. or whatever. And this guy called. He's like, I'm in Massachusetts right now. And they're like, oh, and you have one of these Dells? And they're like, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, that's the only time I get alone with my new Dell. And I love it. And they said, oh, okay. He's like, well, what do you use your Dell for, Randy? And he's like, personal use, meaning porno.
And they're okay, Randy.
Well, we can't confirm that it's good for porno. He's like, I can. And I have the porno to prove it. And they're like, okay, Randy, thank you. He's like, okay, bye, porno.
That's our, and Bogman and I, we end our phone conversations more often than you would think going, all right, porno. That's how our conversation. It's so great. All right. So before now, we've really done a good job of turning people off of this show. The ones that are still around, you will be rewarded 40 internet points for playing our lineup this week. You can do 50 cents or whatever the smallest amount is.
I can't believe they're letting me do this.
I will retweet you. And if I said something on last week's episode of this week, I'll go through it. Like if you play the lineup and I said I'd follow you.
I believe you said you would sing Touch My Body by Mariah.
Won't do
can
that.
We get that confirmed?
Nope.
Did somebody say that?
Not confirmed. So let's do this. Bogman, we've only got about a minute and a half. Let's blow through some of these DraftKings values here.
All right, so some values I found at quarterback. You know, the values are kind of tough at quarterback because they're usually just high price, but this week there was a decent amount. Rosen and Bethard are 45, 46. Josh Allen and Derek Carr are 5,100. Mariota's 5,000. Bortles, Trubisky, 5,200. Prescott, Mayfield, 53. Luck, Dalton, Flacco, 54. And Tannehill versus Luck, 55. 100. As far as running backs go, started from the bottom and now we're here. We've got Crowell, Barber, Hines, Duke Johnson, all under 4,000. We've got Aaron Jones, Tariq Cohen, Derrick Henry, Kerryon Johnson, Deion Lewis, all under 45. Philip Lindsay, Sony Michelle, Carson Buck, Allen Lynch, all under 5,000 with Ajayi High.
You say Buck? I didn't hear that B.
I said Buck. Yeah.
I think I might have just won $100.
No, I said Buck. Give me a break. Right, Alex Collins, 5,100. Kenyon Drake, James White, Carlos Hyde, and Jay Ajayi. At wide receiver, we've got some real big deals here. Ross A., James Washington,
I like
Calvin
Kirk,
Benjamin,
3,700.
Kirk, I like this one the most. Taylor Gabriel, 3,900. He had a huge week last week. He didn't play the Bucks this week.
Give me three more, and then we got to go to break.
Callaway, Mike Williams, and Sterling Shepard are all pretty good too.
All under 5,000. So there you go. All right. So when we come back, we'll obviously talk about some more deals. We are going to present to you our DraftKings lineup, and we'll take a look at our FanDuel lineup. So make sure, because you can win 40 internet points and maybe win some money, though we don't win anybody money in DFS. It's almost like we are not a licensed blah, 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 because we're not. So don't go anywhere. More in this league. Bogman the Welsh. We'll be right back.
For now.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator, plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
Head on over right now to DailyRoto.com. Guys, we're talking about DFS. If you want real DFS information, they're the industry's leading daily fantasy site that's produced several separate FanDuel and DraftKings million-dollar tournament winners and millions more in smaller prizes for countless subscribers. Once there, if you go on Go Premium, you can use the same daily fantasy lineup optimizer that has helped Daily Roto customers achieve such remarkable success. And if it's sports wagering you're into, click on the new sports betting tab where you'll be able to use the same tools that have produced all those daily fantasy winnings for moneyline picks, picks against the spread, game totals, and player props. So go to DailyRoto.com and enter FNTSY for a special discount. DailyRoto.com, the industry's website where millionaires are made. Literally. We're the perfect.
Literally.
We are the perfect, like, comp to this, because you can listen to idiots like us and do our lineups, or you can just pay a little chingle-chang there, and then you can go and get some real information and win some real money.
This is breaking, everyone. I've never heard money referred to as chingle-chang.
I don't know.
So, you know, this is a first for me. I don't
like
know
the sound
about
in your pocket,
else.
You know, chingle-chang.
Chingle-chang.
Yeah, that sounds right, okay. Right?
All right.
That could be a thing.
It possibly could be. I'm not sure,
thing,
though.
I think it's a thing.
Chingle Chang.
Yeah. Did you save the lineup that you did last week?
Did I save it?
You save yours?
Yeah.
Of course. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I don't think I have mine. What'd you do? Oh, wait. No, I have mine. Here's my DraftKings. This is what Jason. Sorry, I just don't have the tweet in front of me. I have so many tweets since then.
Jesus.
Honestly, I can't go back. I sung Shania Twain. You know how many million tweets I got because of that? I can't go back on my mentions. It's too far.
It's just like your dollars.
Yeah.
This million tweets and $1 million. You're doing much better than I am, I have to say.
I had Fitzpatrick, Murray, Bernard, Juju Smith, Michael Thomas, Mike Williams, Jonnu Smith, David Johnson, and the Broncos. Couple good ones. Couple really bad ones there. That was my DraftKings lineup last week.
Apparently, my DraftKings lineup was so bad that my computer refuses to pull it up.
Ah.
I can see the file. I click on it, and I just get a black screen. So
black.
Here it is. Tom Brady, Zeke, Lynch, Galladay, James Washington, Michael Thomas, O.J. Howard, Latavius Murray, and the Panthers defense. So I would have won no one any money.
All right. So let's not win anyone any money this week with our lineups.
Oh,
are there any other important values you wanted to talk about? I mean, we kind of did them all. Tight ends, there's a couple guys. Disley's 3,200.
Yeah, no, you rushed me through that enough that I'm just going to stop doing this. So that's okay.
Okay, I mean, if that's what you want to do. I mean, you do a great job. I think you do a fantastic job, Bogman.
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know how much it helps, really.
I think it helps just identifying some of the names. I mean, the draft.
I mean, some of the ones I missed were Crabtree at 5,500. I told you I like him because the Steelers defense is terrible. Demaryius Thomas at 5,500. Keelan Cole, 54. Corey Davis. I just don't, like, I'm not going to play Corey Davis DFS until he does something.
I agree with
that. And Tyler Lockett at 5,100.
My favorite is actually one you skipped over, I think, was Antonio Callaway at 4,300. I really
I definitely didn't skip over Antonio Callaway because I believe I have Antonio Callaway in my lineup.
Oh, I might too. Tight ends then?
Tight end, I have Dallas Goddard at 2,800.
That's who you're going. Okay, yeah, go your lineup then. I was talking about values, but yeah, let's hear the Bogman lineup.
Okay, so my quarterback is a little bit questionable, but I saved some money. I went with Eli Manning against the New Orleans Saints. So
I like it a lot.
They're at home. New Orleans defense has been terrible. So there you go. My running backs are Zeke and James White. So I like those. My wide receivers are Antonio Brown, Allen Robinson, and Antonio Callaway. My tight end is Dallas Goedert. My flex is T.Y. Hilton. And my defense is the Lions against the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. You and I have two players on the same roster. So for everyone else, you are forced now to play these players. Or, you know, play against them because everyone will probably be playing them because we're a couple rube idiots that put our lineup and put these guys together. At quarterback, Bogman, I have chosen the elite Joe Flacco, Baltimore versus Pittsburgh.
That's a pretty good pick.
5,400. My running backs, I don't know why I did this to myself. I went David Johnson again. I have David Johnson and James White. David Johnson against Seattle. James White against New England. 6,600 for David Johnson. That's why I did it. And 5,400 for James White. Okay. Wide receivers, I went Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell.
8,700 against the Saints. Emmanuel Sanders versus the Chiefs, like that one, 6,900. And I'm with you, Antonio Callaway versus Oakland, 4,300. Tight end, I went with Vance McDonald, your Steelers, 2,900. Defense, I went with the Eagles at 3,300 against Tennessee. And then I went big on flex because I saved in some other spots. I went Kareem Hunt, Kansas City versus Denver. What do you think?
Okay. I like it.
I kind of like that lineup. So Flacco, DJ, James White, Beckham, Sanders, Callaway, McDonald, Hunt, Eagles. Perfect, perfect on the salary. Bogman, relay yours again.
Mine once again was Eli, James White, Zeke, Callaway, AB, Allen Robinson, Dallas Goedert, T.Y. Hilton, and the Lions defense.
All right, so last week, I'm going to pull this up here. Here was my FanDuel. Ooh. All right. I don't know about this. Dak Prescott, Gio Bernard, okay. Corey Clement, Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans, Odell Beckham, I went big on receivers, Austin Severian Jenkins, James Conner, and the Eagles. That was my lineup last week.
Okay.
I don't know how it did.
I don't think it did very well.
No.
Mike Evans was really good.
Yeah, what about
Tyreek? But I don't know if I heard, did I hear anyone else that did well? Give it to me again.
Prescott? No. Gio? No.
Yeah, he's all right.
Corey Clement? Yeah. Mm. Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill is okay.
Mike Evans. Odell Beckham.
Mike Evans was good. I can't remember what Odell did.
Austin Severian Jenkins.
Okay.
James Conner. And the Eagles.
Here's what mine was for FanDuel. I had Ryan Fitzpatrick, 400 yards. Alvin Kamara was pretty good.
Yeah.
I had Latavius Murray, though. So. Kenny go all day. Antonio Brown scored a touchdown. Michael Thomas, pretty good.
All right.
Will Disley, and then Alex Collins was okay in Green Bay defense.
That was an okay one. I mean, you weren't winning anything. Maybe you could take something in a 50-50.
Well, Fitzpatrick and Kamara and AB and Thomas were pretty good. Everybody else was just meh.
These are probably lineups you maybe play in a 50-50.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe. Just don't listen to us, really.
Not an expensive 50-50.
All right, what do we got on values for the FanDuel?
For the FanDuel, we have, let me scroll down because I'm still on DraftKings here. Quarterbacks, Case Keenum, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, and CJ Beathard are all under the poverty line of 6,600.
Imagine rostering Beat Hard Beathard this week.
That's the stack, right? Like, that's the Bills stack that we mentioned last week. Oh, it's the Niners
good
stack.
Point. Alfred Morris, Beathard, and then, like, Trent Taylor.
Right, and then Dante Pettis, sure. Not Marquise Goodwin or Pierre Garçon.
No.
So, George Kittle. For running backs, we've got Jay Ajayi, Lamar Miller, Alex Collins, Marshawn Lynch, Matt Breida, Crowell, Chris Carson, and Gio Bernard are all 6,400 and up. Cheap options, Kenyon Drake, Austin Eckler, James White, another cheap one here. Philip Lindsay down here at 6,100. Sonny Michelle at 5,900. Aaron Jones at 5,500. Buck Allen at 5,400. And Nyheim Hines at 5,000.
Like,
as far as wide receivers go, we got Chad Williams down there at 4,500. Pretty cheap.
Hey, Chad.
Taylor Gabriel, 5,000. I like that one.
Like that.
Kelvin Benjamin, 5,200. We've got Corey Davis at 5,400. Marquise Goodwin at 5,500. Kenny Go All Day, 5,800. Kenny Go All Day is actually, I don't think I put him in my lineup, but that's a pretty good value. Cause
what was he?
Golden, 5,800.
Really?
Because Golden Tate popped up as questionable today or yesterday on the injury report. I mean, I would suggest he's probably going to go, but... that's a tough matchup against the Cowboys anyway.
Looking. I'm trying to see. Yeah, see. I like my setup too much. Nah, see? It's because I...
stop talking a word, copper.
Now, I could... Okay, I'll ask you the question when we get back to it, because Kenny Go All Day, the Galladay one, is very interesting, because I have a guy that... What did you say, 5,800?
Yes.
I could save 500 if I put Galladay in over another guy, and that would allow me to upgrade potentially my quarterback, but we'll see when we get to it. So what are the other values?
Mike Williams, 6,300. Kenny Stills, 64. Allen Robinson, just always a deal at 6,500. Marvin Jones, 6,500, who's more than Go All Day here by a decent amount. DeSean Jackson, Demaryius Thomas, and the loser, Amari Cooper, are all 6,600.
Favorite, too, is we have one of our entry leagues, and the guy who's Amari Cooper is just consistently like, Amari Cooper's available. Nobody, like...
I just want to say, yeah, what a loser. But then I feel like we get complaints about, you know, messing up his trade. Dallas Goedert, cheap over here, 4,600. David Njoku, 5,200. And Eric Ebron with no Jack Doyle, 5,500.
And to be clear, Amari Cooper's the loser. Not
he's
the
a
person
loser.
Offering him.
It's, no.
It's Amari Cooper is a loser.
Amari Cooper's a... lost 100 bucks. He's a loser.
Oh, my name is Buck. And I... All right, go ahead. Who else?
That's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got. Yeah. All right. So let's take a look at this massive, massive mistake that anyone will make when they put their money, but they will win 40 internet points. So
I kind of like mine.
I kind of do too, but I think we say that about FanTool every single week. We like it. I'm gonna admit to you right now.
Let me just ask you, like, what did you? I bottom barreled a position here. Two positions, really.
I think I did the same.
Actually, kind of three, now that I'm looking at it. But one of them, I like the bottom barrel here. I went with Jonnu Smith at 4,200, and I went with Detroit defense at 3,500, Taylor Gabriel, 5,000. Like, those are all super cheap.
Okay, so let's hear the lineup.
So I've got Roethlisberger as my quarterback, Jordan Howard, Deion Lewis as my running backs. Wide receivers are Michael Thomas, Antonio Brown, Taylor Gabriel. Jonnu Smith as my tight end. My flex is Davante Adams. And then my defense is Detroit.
Ooh, I think I like that. Okay, so let's do some comparing here.
All right.
At quarterback, I went with Joe Flacco again.
Elite.
I got Joe Flacco, 6,900. Nice. I went bottom barrel on the running backs, but both good options. I went back to the well with James White at 6,100.
Okay. I like
and I
that.
Added Gio Bernard at 6,400.
Okay.
We talked about him, number six running back on that little old Fantasy Pros list. I went with you. I went big wideouts. So I went Michael Thomas, 9,000, Antonio Brown at 8,800, and then Mike Williams. Bogdan,
Mike
6,300 against
Williams.
The Niners. I went bottom barrel tight end, Mike Gesicki. Because it looks like he's the guy. Flex, I went back to David Johnson and defense Seattle Seahawks, and I got 100 left over.
I just don't like that in both lineups you're depending on David Johnson.
I don't either. Well, okay, I can put Tyreek Hill in or Travis Kelce or Tyreek over David Johnson.
I would much rather do Tyreek Hill.
All right, let's do that then.
Yeah, do Tyreek Hill. Come on.
Official adjustment. Tyreek Hill has been, oh, wait, no, how can I do that?
Oh.
Line up? Why can't I do that? What's
wrong? You can't.
Oh, that puts me over 100. No, I can't. No. I can't. Both named Chris. I can't. No, I can only add Travis Kelce if I want to.
Travis Kelce's good at.
Or I could go.
Why don't you put Travis Kelce as your tight end and find a cheap flex?
Ooh, let's see about that.
I mean, you probably have to super cheap out on flex though.
Let's see.
You put Kelce in as your tight end, well, how much would that leave you?
$4,400. Not great. That here's the list of guys that would give me. Oh, it's getting bad. Oh man, where
like
are we?
It'd have to be another crappy tight end.
Holy crap! Is there anyone at 4,400? I don't think there's anyone at 4,400. Oh, here we go. It took forever. Here are the guys.
Oh my god, everyone's at 4,500.
Nick Boyle,
Jesus.
Jermaine. There's nobody, dude. No, you can't. Travis Kelce's got to go. Who the hell did I have in here?
Jonnu Smith's at 4,200. That's why I was asking.
But Jonnu Smith is trash.
I mean, he's starting.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't help when they're starting and they don't ever get the ball.
That's true. I mean, he's going to start getting the ball here pretty soon.
Ooh.
So.
Rhett Ellison, 4,100.
Oh, that's
sneaky,
not bad.
Sneaky, sneaky. Now
Evan Ingram, I like
that. Now we
that.
Got 8,000 at our flex. Here are Bogman. Saquon Barkley or Devontae Adams I can put in at flex.
I went with Devontae Adams because they're going up against Buffalo.
I'm going to go with Saquon Barkley. So here's the new lineup. Look at this. New lineup. Flacco, Bernard, James White, Michael Thomas, Antonio Brown, Mike Williams, Rhett Ellison, Saquon Barkley, Seahawks. This is a winner. This lineup is a winner.
I mean, look, I like my lineup, too. I'm not going to sit here and tell people it's a winner.
Okay, so here's what I want.
Are you suggesting people play your lineup?
Yes, but don't be upset when you lose your money. Mm. Here's what we want. I want two people to take their hard-earned money and play against each other.
I don't want anyone to do that.
But no, you can do dollar contests or something. Someone do Bogman's lineup and someone be Team Welsh. And I'll be Bogman versus Welsh.
Ah, I like that.
Can we have that?
Yeah, we can have that.
How many internet points do they get?
I think you'd have to bump it up to 50 at that point if they actually went head-to-head, too.
That's, oh, man. I mean, that would be 50 internet points for sure.
Can we do that? I'm getting confirmation that we can do that. It's going to be 50 internet points if you play these lineups head-to-head.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Bogman, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something right now. Did you just say 50 internet points?
I said 50 internet points, the Welsh.
What if I told you? Would you think I'm a crazy man if I said we bump this up to 85 internet points?
85? That is not allowed.
Can I even do that?
I can't abide by it.
Can I even do that?
In the Bible, it says you cannot have 85 internet points. I cannot abide by it.
Well, guess what? I just closed the book, and I did it. I did it officially.
Wait, wasn't the good book you closed?
It's a fancy book. You got me on that one. Officially, 85 internet points. It's the most internet points we have ever given on this show. We are crazy. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity to get your internet points so you have bragging rights to do absolutely nothing with.
I feel like this is the Johnny Cochran closing the Chewbacca case. Ladies and gentlemen, why does a Wookiee, a 9-foot-tall Wookiee, live on Endor? It does not make sense. It doesn't make any sense. None of this is making any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. He's right. Yeah. That's pretty good. All right. So there you go. Those are our lineups. I'm in. I'm totally in. Flacco, Bernard, White, Michael Thomas, Brown, Williams, Ellison, Barkley, and the Seahawks. Who's yours?
Thanos. What?
Who's yours again?
Roethlisberger, Howard, Drake. I switched it up to Kenyon Drake. Michael Thomas, Antonio Brown, Taylor Gabriel, Jonnu Smith, Devontae Adams, and the Lions defense.
Oh, mine's going down. All right, someone hit us up. Do it. Do the lineup. Get you and a buddy. Play the Bogman versus Welsh lineup. Let us know, of course, if you play these, and we will reward you with whatever internet points you possibly get. Tweet at us. We'll retweet it. Love the interaction. Love you guys that you'd like to have a little bit of fun on this ITL weekend. Going into week 4, we got one more hour for you. We ain't done, my friends. And what we're going to do, we're going to break down all the week 4 action. We're going to look at the overs. We're going to look at the unders. We're going to look at the lines, talk about how bad we did last week, most likely, and the news and notes of what we need to know in each game. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman and Welsh in this league coming up on the other side of this break.